God, it's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Farr podcast. Host Dr. Varga. This episode will be reviewing Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. It was a 1977 American epic space opera film written and directed by George Lucas. It stars Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Peter Cushing, Sir Alec Guinness, David Prowse, James Earl Jones, Anthony Daniels, Kenny Baker, and Peter Mayhew. It's the first installment of the original Star Wars trilogy and the fourth episode in the nine-part fictional chronology called the Skywalker Saga. So let me go into this classic, all-time classic movie. This is the movie that started the whole Star Wars craze. The galaxy in the midst of a civil war. Rebel spies have stolen plans to the Galactic Empire's Death Star, a colossal moon-sized space station capable of destroying entire planets. Imperial Senator Princess Leia, secretly one of the rebellion's leaders, has obtained the plans, but her starship is captured by an Imperial Star Destroyer under the command of the ruthless Darth Vader. Before she is captured, Leia hides the plans in the memory of an astromech droid R2-D2, who, along with protocol droid C-3PO, flees in an escape pod to the desert planet below, and the planet's name is Tatooine. The droids are captured by Jawa traders who has helped sell them to moisture farmers Owen and Baru Lars, and their nephew, Luke Skywalker. While cleaning R2-D2, Luke accidentally triggers part of the holographic recording of Leia, in which he requests help from Obi-Wan Kenobi, who is their only hope. Next morning, Luke finds R2-D2 missing, and while searching for him, encounters old Ben Kenobi, an elderly hermit in front of Luke's, who scares off some Tusken raiders. Ben, who reveals his training to be Obi-Wan, tells Luke of his days as one of the Jedi Knights, former peacekeepers of the Galactic Republic, who derived their power from an energy field called the Force. They were all but wiped out by the Empire. Contrary to what his uncle has told him, Luke learns that his father fought alongside Obi-Wan as a Jedi Knight until Vader, a former pupil of Obi-Wan's, turned to the dark side of the Force and murdered him. Obi-Wan presents Luke with his father's old weapon, a Jedi lightsaber. R2-D2 plays Leia's message to Obi-Wan, in which he begs him to take him the Death Star plans to her home planet of Alderaan, given to her father for analysis. Obi-Wan invites Luke to accompany him to Alderaan, going by Leia's message, and learns the ways of the Force. Luke declines, but changes his mind after discovering the Imperial stormtroopers have killed his aunt and uncle and destroyed the farm in search for the droids. Obi-Wan and Luke visit the cantina in Mos Eisley, which is one of the greatest scenes ever, where after a brief confrontation, they meet smuggler Han Solo, who owes money to a local mobster, Jabba the Hutt, and his Wookiee co-pilot, Chewbacca. After negotiating their price, Obi-Wan, Luke, R2-D2, and C-3PO join forces aboard Han's ship, the Millennium Falcon. Death Star's commander, Grand Moff Tarkin, orders the destruction of Alderaan via the Death Star's turbo laser, to show a force to other star systems to threatening to leave the Empire. The Falcon crew discovers the planet's remains and is captured by the Death Star's tractor beam, because that's no moon, that's a space station, which Obi-Wan goes to disable. Luke discovers that Leia is imprisoned on the Death Star and rescues her with the help of Han and Chewbacca in a swashbuckling series of escapes, especially with Han and his demeanor and comments the whole time. After Obi-Wan sacrifices himself in a lightsaber duel with Darth Vader to enable the heroes to escape, the Falcon escapes amid a fierce dogfight with Imperial TIE fighters. Using a tracking beacon placed aboard the Falcon, the Imperials follow the rebels to the hidden base on Yavin 4. The Death Star plans reveal that it can be destroyed by triggering a chain reaction from an external exhaust port. Luke joins the rebel fighter squadron in a siege against the approaching Death Star, while Han collects his payment, intending to leave and repay Jabba the Hutt. In the ensuing battle, the rebels suffer heavy losses and several unsuccessful runs at destroying the Death Star. Vader leads a squadron of TIE fighters and prepares to attack Luke's X-Wing, but Han returns and fires on the Imperial fighters, sending Vader spiraling away. Aided by Obi-Wan's spirit, Luke turns off his proton torpedo targeting computer and uses the Force guide to the torpedoes to the exposed exhaust port. Death Star explodes just before it can fire on the rebel base, killing Tarkin as well as numerous other Imperials. And even for it, Leia awards Luke and Han medals for their heroism, as well as Chewbacca, too. Amazing. Two thumbs way up. This is one of the greatest movies of all time, and no wonder Star Wars blew up like it did. Fantastic stuff all around. I highly recommend this movie. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Podcast, Corn Center, myself, Swooded On, Rockstar Ryan, and producer King Kyle. Peace out, peeps. Have a good